Hotel is perfect for holiday parties of all sizes, from intimate to extravagant, whether it's a luncheon, a cocktail social, a holiday feast, or a company party. You can even buy out the entire hotel. That's right. For one flat rate, you and your guests will have access to all the hotel has to offer. Rooms and suites, event spaces, the pool and cabanas, and you'll enjoy unlimited food and drinks. For a limited time, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, you'll get 20% off. Book now. Call 725-214-4950 or visit ahernhotel.com. That's 725-214-4950. Don't forget to tell them Wayne Allyn Root sent you. ahernhotel.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up on the program, Governor Lombardo says he thinks he has a solution, if only a temporary solution, to the Opportunity Scholarship debacle. Democrats wouldn't even hear, the pitch for school choice. And it's really, really sad. But Governor Lombardo announced a solution to maintain the Opportunity Scholarship funding, which means that 600 families will be able to keep their Opportunity Scholarships. We'll get to that in just a couple minutes. First, though, I want you to hear the former President Donald J. Trump. He was in Erie, Pennsylvania, promising big changes when he is elected. This was Donald Trump on Saturday.
To stop the Marxist prosecutors who release rapists and murderers while persecuting conservatives, I will direct a completely overhauled, and we're going to overhaul it with some unbelievable people heading the DOJ to investigate every radical district attorney and attorney general in America, Soros back, for their illegal, racist, and reverse enforcement of the law. On day one, I will sign a new executive order to cut federal funding for any school pushing critical race theory, transgender insanity, and other inappropriate racial, sexual, or political content on our children. We want great schools that lead to great jobs and to great lives, and we want people that love our country. We want people to love our country. I will keep men out of women's sports, and I will sign a law prohibiting child sexual mutilation in all 50 states. And I will not give one penny to any school that has a vaccine mandate or a mask mandate from kindergarten through college. I will also continue my long record of standing up to Big Pharma. You know they don't like me, you know that. By creating a special presidential commission to investigate what is causing the decades-long increase in childhood diseases, autoimmune disorders, autism, obesity, infertility, and other chronic health problems. We're going to get to the bottom of it pretty fast. And just as I did for 4 years, and without fail, without waiver, I will fully uphold and defend our Second Amendment. They want to defund our police, and then they want to take your guns away so you can't protect yourself. I will fully secure our elections, very importantly, and our goal will be one-day voting with only paper ballots. But until then, Republicans have to compete and we have to win. This is what we must do to restore our country to greatness. We're not a great country anymore. We're a laughingstock all over the world with a man that can't speak properly. Together, we are taking on some of the most menacing forces and vicious opponents our people have ever seen. But no matter how hateful and corrupt the communists and criminals we are fighting against may be, you must never forget this nation does not belong to them. This nation belongs to you. You.
The former president, maybe our future president, in Erie, Pennsylvania. And I thought it was a great speech. Big crowd. It was indoors. They originally were going to have it outdoors, but the temperatures were upwards of 100 degrees, so they moved it indoors, and it was a great speech, a spellbinding speech. And what you just heard was essentially a promises made, and in 2015, 2016, he essentially fulfilled every promise but one, and the one was a big one. And the one that he did not fulfill was getting a successor to Obamacare, something that could replace Obamacare. We'll talk about that. One of the things we love doing is opening up our phone lines to you, and we're going to do that right now. At 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Brand new time slot. I'm so excited. 6 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. Raiders camp continues. The team will play 3 preseason matchups August the 13th at home against the Niners, then the 19th on the road against the Rams. They'll wrap up August the 26th at Dallas before opening the regular season on the road September the 10th at Denver. The following week, they'll visit Buffalo, the home opener September the 24th against the Steelers. Pacific Coast League Baseball Sunday, Vegas beat Sugar Land 16-5 in 11 innings. Oklahoma City cut by Reno 16-15. Tacoma nipped Salt Lake 4-3. Albuquerque with a 17-16 win over Sacramento. In Sunday's Major League Baseball action, the Reds shut out the Dodgers 9-0. The Mariners with a 4-0 win at Arizona. The Giants beat the Red Sox 4-3 in 11 innings. In 10 innings, the Angels cut by the Blue Jays 3-2. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
3 everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
I just moved here, and now I have to get permission from a licensing board before I can even get a job, and I need 1,600 hours of training before I can apply for the license? How am I supposed to do that and pay for rent?
According to data from the Institute for Justice, the state of Nevada has the most burdensome licensing laws for low-income professions than any other state in the nation. Hair braiders, landscapers, even shampooers have to undergo hundreds or even thousands of hours of training and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in licensure fees before they're allowed to work in the state, even if they're already licensed somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just get a job?
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
All in all, freeway travel's not looking good. Not looking too bad, actually, for this final week of no school. School starts 1 week from today. You have one minor accident being reported on the way in from North Las Vegas. That's going to be found on I-15 southbound after Cheyenne. Got a car stopped on the shoulder there, 15 southbound again, just past the Cheyenne exit before Lake Mead Boulevard. But moving along safely so far on 215, 95, Summerlin Parkway, surface streets looking okay. There is one accident on Sahara eastbound just past I-15, and that is in the left lane. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Comes the sun, here comes the sun.
So good to have you with us. It is live and local for a Monday in our brand new time slot, 6 until 9. And I'm so excited. We had a great first week, and we're looking to duplicate it and even get better in week number 2. I've got what could be considered good news, or it might not be. Governor Lombardo announced late last week a possible solution to maintain the Opportunity Scholarship funding. This is a quote from the governor. "I have been fighting for these children since I took office. The Democrats in the legislature refused to fund these scholarships, and the result is that unless we take action now, these children will be forced out of their schools for the upcoming school year. It's unacceptable to me to let that happen." So here's what he did. Governor Lombardo proposed utilizing unallocated COVID funds. So in other words, he's using Biden bucks, which is great. Unallocated federal COVID relief funds to prevent upwards of 600 of Nevada's school children from being kicked off the Opportunity Scholarships. And many of these are poor kids. Most are poor kids. The governor's... Here's where it gets a little tricky. That it's one thing for the governor to do this, but in order to appropriate the money to do this... he's going to need some help, and he's going to need it from probably Democrats. The governor's finance office submitted a 15-day expeditious work program to the legislature's interim finance committee. For those of you that don't know, simply put, when the legislature is not in session, there is something called the interim finance committee. To either approve or reject spending. And the big question is, what are they going to do? They got 15 days to do something, or this becomes law. It's one of those deals. The governor went on to say, utilizing these funds in this way is fully compliant with the federal rules and is consistent with how these funds were allocated under the prior administration. That's according to Amy Stevenson, the director of the governor's finance office. Essentially, they're on the clock, and the interim finance committee has 15 days to take action, or it will be deemed approved, meaning that it will be passed. So we'll see what happens. But the Democrats, they control what's going on. in Carson City, and they control the interim finance committee. Will they do nothing and simply allow this to become law? The 600 families will be taken care of, or will they say no? And that's what I'm afraid is going to happen. They boldly voted against, refused to hear anything regarding school choice. And by the way, Valeria Gur is going to join us. They've been taking pot shots at her. She is the state director for the Nevada School Choice Coalition. She's a senior fellow at the American Federation of Children. But simply put, the Democrats have the wherewithal to make this thing happen, this opportunity scholarship deal. They've got the power to make this happen. Let's see if they're going to do it. Or are they going to go after school choice advocates like Valeria Gur? It's really sad. It's really sad what's happening. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. Coming up, more from Donald J. Trump and some instant analysis on the speech. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Everything's so expensive. Gas, food, rent, everything. We get it, and we're here to help. So how about a free loan? You heard it right. Dollar Loan Center is celebrating our 25th anniversary all year and offering free loans to any new customer. No application fees, no prepayment penalties, and a full week worth of free interest. You can get up to $5,000 in minutes, and the first week is on us. Borrow $500 and pay back $500 after 1 week. Same with $1,000, even $5,000. No interest, no fees. And after your free week, you only pay interest for the time you have the loan out. Apply at don'tbebroke.com. Give us a call or find a Dollar Loan Center near you. And remember, at DLC, your first loan is free in 2023.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 LIUNA proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Sun City Heating and Cooling is a premier American Standard certified independent customer care dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency American Standard systems than any customer care dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company, so when it's 100 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun City Heating and Cooling for fast service. SunCityHeatingandCooling.com. That's Sun City Heating and Cooling.com.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
A brand new time slot, 6 to 9 a.m., live and local. My name is Kevin Wall. If you never got a chance to listen to us over the course of the last few years, I'll just put it this way. You're in for a treat. You're in for a treat. We bring you the newsmakers. We bring you the people that are making news. That's essentially what we do each and every day, Monday through Friday. But now, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. For instance, Donald J. Trump spoke on Saturday in Erie, Pennsylvania. And I want you to hear what was a fiery exit for Donald J. Trump. This was his speech, Erie, Pennsylvania, on Saturday.
We are a nation that, frankly, has lost its way. But we are not going to allow this horror to continue. 3 years ago, we were a great nation, and we will soon be a great nation again. It was hardworking patriots like you who built this country, and it is hardworking patriots like you who are going to save our country. 2024 is our final battle. With your support in this primary, we are going to finish what we started. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists. We will throw off the sick political class that truly hates our country. And we will rout the fake news media. We will defeat crooked Joe Biden, and we will drain the swamp in Washington, D.C., once and for all. Like those patriots before us, we will not bend, we will not break, we will not yield. We will never give in, we will never give up, and we will never, ever back down. Together we will complete the mission. We will cross the finish line. We will rescue freedom, liberty, and justice, and we will take back this country with a righteous and magnificent victory on Election Day 2024. The great silent majority of America is rising like never before. There's never been anything like this. There has never been anything like what you're witnessing today. More so than 2016, more so than 2020. There has never been anything like it. And under our leadership, it's our leadership, the forgotten men and women, this country will be forgotten. No longer. We are one movement, one people, one family, and one nation under God. And together we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you, Pennsylvania. God bless you, Pennsylvania. God bless you. Incredible people. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm ready to go out and bank my vote right now. That was spellbinding. That was really good. Dick Morris, I think, liked the speech as well. This is cut one. Dick Morris was on Newsmax after the speech with his analysis. Here it is.
Now, to cover up his crimes, they target his political enemies. You see all the stuff coming out about Hunter, and then they hit us with another thing yesterday because they want to take away the news cycle. These are vicious, bad people. As you know, Biden has ordered his top political opponent to be arrested. I got to be arrested. They want to arrest me. That's only because we're winning.
Yeah, so the maintenance worker at Mar-a-Lago, now a co-conspirator, while we haven't heard a peep, no one's making David Weiss come in to testify, Merrick Garland. I just want to get both of your quick reaction to what he said there. Dick, first to you.
Well, I think clearly he's right. Whenever there is something about Hunter, there's always an offsetting story about Trump. It's almost like the worst thing Trump can do for himself in the courts is to show that Hunter Biden and Joe Biden are corrupt. Because when that happens, they dig up another grounds, usually phony, for indicting Donald Trump. And they just keep piling them on. And the pile of phony indictments against Trump is ultimately going to be eclipsed by the real investigations of Hunter and Joe Biden.
I'm curious if anybody within the sound of my voice has changed their mind on the GOP presidential race. We know that Donald J. Trump has a huge advantage here in Nevada, in Iowa, in New Hampshire, and it's not even close, not even close. But I'm curious if there are those among us that are listening right now who have changed their mind, who have said, I was going to not vote for him, but now I'm going to. Call me right now. Let me know. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And tell me what it is that has changed your mind. Anybody out there that's changed their mind? You know, for the longest time, people were just, people were set in their ways and, nope, I'm not going to vote for him. The mean tweets, the nasty rhetoric, nope, too divisive. Not going to vote for him. I'll vote for somebody else. Don't know who it'll be, but it's not going to be Trump. I want to find out. And by the way, if you're a first time caller, let Mark know you're a first time caller. He'll whisper it in my ear. I will blab it to everybody. We'll give you a little extra love. We'll move you up in line. We will do that and a whole lot more. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on this Monday edition of Live and Local on AM 670 KMZQ.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Monday, July 31st. What? 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. War moving into Russia. Illegal immigrants being bussed out of a sanctuary city. Boy Scouts feeling the rainbow flag and disaster averted in a high-risk stop. It's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, reports coming out of Russia. The Russian Defense Ministry said 3 drones were intercepted Sunday in Moscow. But a business and shopping development just outside of Moscow was hit. The 5th and 6th floor of a 50-story building was also damaged. And the president of Ukraine, Zelensky, says war is gradually returning to Russia. Ukraine is getting stronger, and the war is gradually returning to Russia's territory, to its symbolic centers and military bases. The mayor of New York City, the biggest city in the country, for months now has been furious at Texas and Florida for busing illegal immigrants into the sanctuary city of New York City. Apparently, the number now is 90,000. So in response, he has started his own busing service. According to the New York Times, a medical company called DocGo was awarded over $400 million in taxpayer money to bus illegal immigrants out of New York City to other towns in the state as far away as Buffalo.